Hey everybody, it's been a while and I've missed you. I did want to get you a little something on gratitude, and we will be back with fresh episodes very soon. I'm still recovering and really letting myself do that. But here we are, right before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and I know you're probably getting gratitude content up the wazoo, and it might feel very cliche, but I often find that when people talk about gratitude, they're speaking about it from purely a mindset place, like a maybe not purely, you know, spiritual, emotional realm, mental realm, mindset realm, and that's all incredibly important. But what I don't know if you hear or see enough is the importance of gratitude from a physical level as well. So as you know, I like to talk about that there's really no difference between the mind, body, and spirit. It's just that things manifest through different facets of the prism. And when we're discussing gratitude, what we're talking about is the ability for you to move the dynamics of the chest easily. So when we think about a breath and you think about the expansion that you can get when you take a really good breath, and you can even try this while we're listening, when you breathe in deeply, if you're getting great breath, what will happen is you can get that air all the way down to your low abdomen. You'll feel the sides of your rib cage expand kind of like an accordion, and then your back, especially the top of your back, like through your thoracic spine, will also open up. That's how you know you're getting a really good breath. And if you aren't able to do that, sometimes it's because the diaphragm is a little bit on lockdown or there's something physical. Like, for example, I went to physical therapy this week and part of my surgery recovery, and like, you know, I've had abdominal surgery, and so I'm having trouble actually getting that breath to expand in my rib cage and get all the way down to my abdomen. So sometimes there's a really good reason why you can't get that expansion. And that can be very physical. That could be emotional. There's a lot of reasons that can happen, but you want to aim for that kind of expansion. When we're in gratitude, we have more self-compassion and we have more compassion for other people. So when we're able to access that graciousness and access thankfulness and access gratitude at a deep level, we actually get to move our chests better. It helps move some of the blockages that can be there energetically. It can move those blockages physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So it's really important for your body health to be able to access even a tiny bit of gratitude, especially when things are hard, especially when we're tired, especially when maybe things aren't going your way. And there may be a very good reason for any of us that it can feel hard to find that one little thing to be in grace about, one little thing to find for thankfulness, and it doesn't have to be big. So we do it with like a little grain, you know, you just need one little thing. So you can, you know, and I don't mean it at that level of like, I'm thankful for my kids, I'm thankful for my health. Yes, all wonderful things. You know, I'm thankful for the roof over my head. Of course, that's important. Don't get me wrong. But I'm asking you to actually look for something a little more. It can be small but specific. So here's some examples of that. Let's say that, like me, you wear glasses. Now, last time I went to the eye doctor, I'm in my 40s. My eyes are still changing. I knew they would. That was always going to be in my profile. And I learned that I could have multiple reading glasses prescriptions. This was new for me. And so she gave me an upgrade on one of my prescriptions so I could see things closer, easier. And I was like, wow, that's super helpful. So for example, it could be something like, I'm so thankful that my eye doctor heard me and that I can see text I'm reading easier. I mean, it sounds silly, but I actually am really grateful for that. I want to hone in on little ways. So for example, let's say that you are in fact grateful for the roof over your head, which I hope all of us are, because that is a big deal. But you want to take it a step deeper to really, really get that expansion we're talking about. It might look something like this. Say that roof over your head is paid for by a job you don't love or a partner you're having trouble with, okay? So let's use the job example. And you're like, oh, really, at least I have this, you know, at least I have this roof over my head. Okay, but what we're really looking for is this. I'm grateful that I'm employable. I am grateful that I'm able to use my skills to pay for my home. I am grateful that I'll be able to use those skills in another way when I'm ready. So that is so different than I'm grateful for the roof over my head. Again, we are. But that's why it never works, even with like raising kids or talking to friends. It's like, well, at least you have a roof over your head. It's like, thanks, that was really helpful. You know, it's we're really looking for the why beneath it. That's where we get the expansion. And when we open up our chests, we are capable of getting in more air, which is great for your body because every single cell in your body needs you to be breathing well in order for them to function well. So if you want good cell regeneration and you want your nervous system to do its job, we need to be breathing well. That is how your vagus nerve works with your central nervous system. That is how we get oxygen to our fingertips and our toes. So it's really important physiologically, and it's really important so that we can feel creative, feel inspired, feel alive, be connected to the things that have us be enthusiastic about our daily living. Especially important if we're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, if we're super stressed out, if hard things are happening in our lives with the people we love or ourselves, our health. And especially important for our peace of mind. I don't mean that at a shallow level. I mean a deep sense of peace and contentment. A lot of that comes from having the dynamics of the chest work. And your digestion won't work if your chest is shut down, by the way. It won't work as well. You'll have indigestion, or you'll have lower GI symptoms, or you have brain fog and inability to be clear. And so when we talk about gratitude this holiday, I'm hopeful that you have, from listening to this, a little bit of a deeper reason to go, like, sink into yourself and really consider some of the nuances of your life and the nuances of yourself that provide for you the things that you actually really are thankful for. And you give yourself an opportunity to take those deep breaths, that come with that gratitude. Those are the first steps towards your greater well-being in any situation that feels hard, impossible, or exhaustive. And that's what I want for you this season. And I want you to have an amazing holiday. I'm wishing you well, and I'm so looking forward to what's coming on the horizon with us together. And here's one more bonus. I have my bone broth recipe up online for you. If you would like it, just go to rachelbrumberger.com/recipe and it will be yours. People love my bone broth. I love my bone broth. My kid loves my bone broth, and a lot of us will have leftover bones after meals this week, so you can make your own. Why do this? It is so nourishing for your body at that deep bone level. I highly, highly, highly recommend you put that into your regimen for the upcoming winter. And I look forward to hearing if you like it as much as I do. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Unscripted. I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon as we get some new episodes up. Post my surgery recovery. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you shortly.